The Gamer's Haven Snippets Mini Reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role playing games. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Alright guys, the final painful review that I'll be going through is a little book that I actually bought on my own. It's called Warpath. It's produced by a third-party group that's all about mass combat. This is perhaps the only time where you're not going to hear me raving about a product. Spent $20 on this thing, and I'm also rethinking that. Alright, so let's boil it down. These are rules for mass combat. Those epic battles that we don't quite know how to do, but we all know happens in the background, and we think are fun. It helps you design units, but first in order to design the unit, you have to roll up the standard trooper inside it. So there's kind of a bit of a slowdown right there. But once you get that done, you can create mass units. They have standard-built level 1 fighters for range and melee. They have some knights, but it's all fairly short and skimpy. And if you're planning on making a horde of orcs, you kind of have to do it yourself. Although one of the units that they do have on there are trolls riding giant velociraptors, which is awesome and gives them a few cookie points. The combat system, once again, boils down to d20 versus their AC, and you do damage. Unfortunately, at this point, it's when you start getting into algebra. Yes, I said algebra. Congratulations, we are now playing a game where you need to know X and Y's before you can actually effectively play this game. There is one point where they even give you a direct formula using X and Y, and I'm not just making this up. So that's kind of a downer, because I suck at math beyond simple arithmetic, which Dungeons & Dragons has gotten me used to. Now, we get on to post-battle. Post-battle, it kind of has some cookie points. Because it has, for example, fake casualties. For example, you may have lost that entire unit, but if you won the combat, about 25% of them survived, because they were probably laying down, only partially wounded, or a cleric got to them in time. It also has wonderful things, for example, no mercy, where you decide to give no quarter to your enemy, and then you have looting and pillaging where you can loot and pillage all the way from a thorp to a metropolis. It has out to siege places, combat maneuvers, for example, reforming, turtle formation, wedge formation, lots of interesting stuff there. It also has a campaign mode, which is where I start hating this book. Okay, so you pay your soldiers an XYZ amount per month. You pay, like, foot soldiers 6 and mounted soldiers, like, 24, and then you pay spellcasters 1,000 gold pieces per level, because apparently a first level sorcerer is worth 1,000 gold pieces per month. I don't think anyone would be able to justify that, but whatever, it's their rules, I'll try and give them that. Okay, each town gives you a small amount of cash. A thorp gives you 120, a large town gives you about 9,000, and a metropolis gives you about 300,000, just as some of the numbers. Okay, now here's where it gets wonky. In order to keep your citizens happy using the loyalty system, there are 4 options. You can pay the administrative dues, which is basically paying for baths, parks, and crap like that. You can have soldiers, but those are the only 2 things that boost your morale. The 2 things that bring it down are being ruled by a foreign power, because let's face it, that sucks, and not paying citizenry upkeep. What is citizenry upkeep? apparently the government pays each citizen 3 gold pieces for existing. The only way to make a profit is to make cities. Towns and villages are massive economic drains. You're going, well, obviously you're just kind of over-exaggerating. Alright. I crunched some numbers for you. Starting off with, I'm going to be doing a thorp and a large town. I'm not going to bother going into a metropolis because that's a lot of numbers. Okay. In order to support a town, a thorp gives you 120 gold pieces a month. Not bad, you know, it's only a town of, you know, maybe 20 to 80 people. Alright, let's say you have 60 people. 60 people costs you 180 gold pieces a month. 3 times 60. You only get 120 back from the town. So you basically have to begin investing your own money that you went out and shanked people for in order to make the town grow. Okay, now we go to a large town. This, once again, exemplifying the problem. You get 9,000 gold pieces. Ho-ho, now you can support a town of up to 3,000 people. Unfortunately, you don't leave the large town category until you hit about 5,000. I did the numbers for if you have a large town of 4,000 people. You're losing 3,000 gold a month. And you say, well, obviously it can't be that bad. The problem is, this crap is cumulative. Whoa, so my debt stacks up? That's right. You have to adventure to be able to support a town, because apparently mayors have no form of being able to keep their town running unless they go out and pillage the local countryside. They go down and hunt down merciless orcs and slaughter them, saying, I need your cash to be able to pay for the next park. Brah! Okay, so what's... Okay, maybe we just don't pay citizenry upkeep. Maybe we say, okay, screw that. Citizens can go get their own job, because apparently, you know, the people who wrote this thought that we all belonged in a socialism. Well, there's another problem. If you don't pay that, and since it's cumulative, you begin losing population. So what this is saying is big towns are nigh impossible, but everyone wants to congregate into cities. Which when you look at it historically, fantastically, or anything else, cities are giant cesspools. No one wants to live there. So, as an overall review, I would say, don't buy Warpath. I would recommend coming up with your own mass rules, finding mass rules somewhere else. Do not spend the $20 on Warpath. I'm kind of regretting it. In addition, they have a number of just proofreading errors, giant misspellings. They have bullet points that have nothing beyond it. They have one point where it's literally, they decide to hit the enter button in the middle of a paragraph and then keep going. There was like five or... Do not buy Warpath. Spend your $20 elsewhere. Or better yet, pay $20 for someone else to come up with rules and then criticize them for it.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.